Amour d'Our by Violet Paget, writing as Vernon Lee. Passages from the Diary of Spiridion Trepka. Part 1. Urbania, August the 20th, 1885. I had longed these years and years to be in Italy, to come face to face with the past. And was this Italy? Was this the past? I could have cried. Yes, cried for disappointment when I first wandered about Rome with an invitation to dine at the German embassy in my pocket and three or four Berlin and Munich vandals at my heels telling me where the best beer and sauerkraut could be had and what the last article by Grimm or Mommsen was about. Is this folly? Is it falsehood? Am I not myself a product of modern northern civilization? Is not my coming to Italy due to this very modern scientific vandalism, which has given me a travelling scholarship because I have written a book like all those other atrocious books of erudition and art criticism? Nay, am I not here at Urbania on the express understanding that in a certain number of months I shall produce just another such book? Dost thou imagine, thou miserable Spiridion, thou Pole grown into the semblance of a German pedant, doctor of philosophy, professor even, author of a prize essay on the despots of the 15th century, dost thou imagine that thou, with thy ministerial letters and proof sheets in thy black professorial coat pocket, canst ever come in spirit into the presence of the past? Too true, alas. But let me forget it, at least every now and then, as I forgot it this afternoon, while the white bullocks dragged my gig slowly winding along interminable valleys, crawling along interminable hillsides with the invisible droning torrent far below and only the bare grey and reddish peaks all around up to this town of Urbania, forgotten of mankind, towered and battlemented on the high Apennine ridge. Sigillo, penna, Fossombroni, Mercatello, Monte Merlo, each single village name, as the driver pointed it out, brought to my mind the recollection of some battle or some great act of treachery of former days. And as the huge mountains shut out the setting sun, and the valleys filled with bluish shadow and mist, only a band of threatening smoke red remaining behind the towers and cupolas of the city on its mountain top, and the sound of church bells floated across the precipice from Urbania, I almost expected at every turning of the road that a troop of horsemen with beaked helmets and clawed shoes would emerge, with armour glittering and pennons waving in the sunset. And then, not 2 hours ago, entering the town at dusk, passing along the deserted streets with only a smoky light here and there under a shrine or in front of a fruit stall or a fire reddening the blackness of a smithy, passing beneath the battlements and turrets of the palace, ah, that was Italy. It was the past.